This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Super hot temperatures has kept many anglers off the water the last couple days, but there's still plenty of things happening on the outdoor scene. In fact, if you have a young hunter looking forward to the youth deer season, the time is now to start thinking about it. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources has declared that October 11th through the 13th are the dates for the 2014 youth firearm deer season. The special three-day season is open to young hunters who have not reached their 16th birthday by the first day of the hunt and possess a valid youth firearm deer permit. The youth deer permits are available now over-the-counter at licensed vendors throughout the state. Hunters may purchase only one permit, which is in either sex, for one of the open counties. Now, last year, state officials passed a law extending the Illinois youth firearm deer season from a two-day hunt to a three-day season, which provided an additional hunting day on the Columbus Day holiday. All participating youth hunters must have a current and valid youth firearm deer permit. In addition, each youngster must have a valid hunting license, youth hunting license, or an apprentice hunting license, unless exempt. And if they're using a regular hunting license, participants must have completed an IDNR-approved hunter education course. Now, each hunter participating in the youth deer hunt while using an apprentice license or a youth hunting license must be accompanied by a non-hunting, validly licensed Illinois hunting license, that is, parent, guardian, or grandparent who is 21 years of age or older. All of the hunters participating in the youth deer hunt must each be accompanied by a non-hunting supervisor, parent, guardian, or responsible adult who has a valid Illinois hunting license and who has in his or her possession a valid firearm owner's identification card. And the non-hunting supervisor must wear the orange garments required of deer hunters, which is a blaze orange cap and an upper outer garment with a minimum of 400 square inches of solid blaze orange material. And must remain in the same area as the youth hunter. Each supervisor may accompany a single youth at any given time during the hunt, no more than one. And all Illinois counties except Cook, DuPage, and Lake County, and that portion of Kane County east of State Route 57, are open to the youth deer season, which means about every county here in the WSMI listening area is open. Now, hunting hours are a half hour before sunrise to a half hour after sunset on 11th through the 13th of October. The bag limit is one deer per legally authorized permit, and either sex permits are subject to the regulation that regardless of the quantity of types of permits in his or her possession, no hunter may harvest more than two antlered deer during an entire year, including the youth, archery, muzzleloader, and firearm deer seasons. As in the past, successful hunters must register their harvest by 10 p.m. on the same calendar day the deer is taken by calling the toll-free number or check-in system by accessing an online check-in system at the www.dnr.illinois.gov or calling the number which is on the back of their permit. They'll be provided with a confirmation number to verify that they checked in their harvest, and this number must be written by the hunter on the temporary harvest tag, which is the leg tag. And young hunters are reminded that archery deer season will be underway, and archery hunters will be afield during the October 11th through the 13th youth deer hunt. Archery deer hunters and all other hunters who are reminded that they must also comply with the requirements to wear blaze orange the weekend of the youth deer hunt, except in the counties which are closed to the youth deer season. So that's virtually every county here in the WSMI listening area, and the time is now to purchase your permits, get ready for the youth deer hunt, which is the 11th through the 13th of October. Also, if you're a waterfowl hunter using the Mississippi River area, with the pending October 25th waterfowl season opener, Mississippi River area personnel have set the dates for their upcoming blind inspections. The first official blind inspection is set for September 27th. Site personnel will be doing preliminary inspections that week and will reinspect those blinds that have not passed the preliminary on September 29th and 30th. Now, blind holder with blind deficiencies will be mailed letters at that time and will have until October 7th to make the necessary repairs. A second inspection is scheduled for October 8th. Now, holders of blinds failing the inspection at this point will be notified, and the blind will be placed in the red tag drawing. The red tag drawing is planned for October 12th, and blinds allocated that day must be completed by October 19th or will be be unavailable for the 2014 season. Now, the special youth waterfowl season is slated for October 18th and 19th, and the final day to enter waterfowl rest areas will be October 10th. Prior to the season opener, the last day anyone can be on any waterfowl area is October 19th. So that's coming quickly as well. So lots of things on the hunting scene coming up very quickly. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages.
Do you have something to buy?
Yes.
Sell?
Yes.
Trade?
I love the trade.
Then the WSMI Trading Post is for you.
Really?
Would I lie to you?
No.
First of all, I had some panty jars to give away the other day. I got rid of every one of them, thank you. Two truckloads of them. I've got some fresh green beans fresh out of the garden. I just came in the house before I got done picking them.
So you picked the green beans and then called the post?
Yes, I did.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Catch the post weekdays 9:45 on WSMI AM 1540.
Okay, we're back, and as we mentioned, these superheated temperatures we've been having the last few days has kept many anglers off the water. It's very difficult to say what the fishing is doing, but prior to the warm front that we've recently been blessed with, fishing was going very well at most area lakes. In fact, our Big Three reservoirs were seeing some terrific fishing action. Water temperatures at Lake Shelbyville are currently in the low 80s, and the lower reaches of the lake are very clear. Crappie action has been good, to say the least. In fact, it might be better than it has been all year. In addition, the white bass are beginning to show up on the flats and can be found on the shorelines when the wind is blowing. If little or no wind is present, merely back off to slightly deeper water and concentrate on the edge of the sandbars where they meet the channels. At this point, anglers will need to move quite often to locate the schools of whites. The gulls are now frequenting the lake and helping anglers find the feeding fish. Much of the better crappie action has been found in the middle and the south ends of the lake, and crappie action has been hot. Walleye action has also slowed, with some small ones being caught by anglers fishing for the whites, but not many keepers. Some of the better success is coming from the sand, gravel, and rocky banks. Largemouth bass and muskies are being caught deep and shallow at times on the main lake and in the backs of the coves. There's been some good-sized bass caught by anglers fishing for whites. The muskies are also shallow on the flats with the whites. And the white bass action is also beginning to heat up at Carlisle Lake. Fair to good numbers of these fish have been caught recently from the humps near the trestles. Occasional action has also been reported from the spillway area. The sauger fishing in the spillway continues to be a hit-and-miss affair. Occasional catches are coming on jigs tipped with minnows and by anglers trolling small crankbaits in the tailwater area. Catfish are likely the best catch at Carlisle as well as all three lakes at this time. Here anglers are using a variety of commercial catfish baits and finding success in the spillway areas and the main lake. Crappie action, however, at Carlisle is typically non-existent at this time. However, anglers are continuing to find good success fishing near some of the deeper brush piles. And the catfish and crappie are also the top catches at Rend Lake in the state's southern reaches. Anglers are finding catfishing success with a variety of commercial baits in the sub-impoundment area, along with riprap shorelines and drift fishing near the Gun Creek and Jackie Branch. So catfish are just pretty much hidden everywhere in Rend Lake. The largemouth bass are rated only fair at this time, with some anglers finding success in the Jackie Branch and in the South Sandusky Cove. A variety of lures are working for these fish. Now, good to excellent crappie action is also reported from Rend Lake. Anglers are using minnows or jigs tipped with minnows and fishing both ends of the lake. Top spots have been near the various fish attractors along the riprap, near the Jackie Branch Bridge, and near the Ina boat ramp. And the white striped or hybrid striped bass continue to yield fairly good action in the south end of the lake and near the Jackie Branch Bridge. Anglers are using spoons, crankbaits with a jig trailer, and a small spinners for the best success. Though it's hard to believe, most anglers feel that the cooler temperatures will certainly bring better fishing action this fall. It'll certainly make it more bearable. And once the temperatures tumble into the 70s or upper 60s, excellent fall fishing can be expected from each site, so I think we'll see some pretty good action there. And keep in mind, at Sancrest Lake right now, one of the boat ramps is closed. Work began this week on the road and parking lot for the west boat ramp at Sancrest Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area near Rochester. Now, prior to paving, access to the area was closed last week. The ramp is expected to remain closed for about 10 days. The west boat ramp is located at the southwest corner of the site, just north of Route 104. Boat access is still available at Straucus Point Boat Ramp and the East Boat Ramp, so there's still action to be had at Sancrest Lake and an opportunity to get out on the water and enjoy it. And that does pretty well wrap things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.